On this, the most harrowing episode of NSFW show ever recorded, we're joined by Hack 5 Shannon. Yes, Snubs is here. And boy, is it a high adventure that she participates in. We do a review reckoning. Don't get Brody. And one of us has their lights go out mid-episode. Who suffers the blackout? Who gets Brody'd? Whose reviews are reckoned? You have to find out on this episode of NSFW Show.
Also,
whoa, we're not drunk, if that's what you're thinking.
Hey, buddy?
Oi. Yeah. Yeah, this guy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for NSFW is brought to you by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is NSFW episode 124, recorded on April 24th, 2012.
Wow, mute Shannon. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to create a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 10% off your first purchase on new accounts, go to squarespace.com and use offer code NSFW4. And Netflix. Watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your PC, Mac, iPad, iPhone, or TV instantly. All stream directly to you, saving you time, money, and hassle. For your free 30-day trial, go to netflix.com/twit.
Saving room for her ice cream, blam blam blam. Whoa, Fat Betty, blam blam blam. Whoa, Fat Betty, blam blam blam. Whoa, Fat Betty, Fat Betty, Fat Betty, you're so fat.
And just like that, that means it's got to be go time for NSFW, the new show full of wind, the new sauce for the Webernets, the show that is nominally safe for work. I'm Brian Brushwood, your humble BFF, joined as always by my left arm sickle and a frozen piece of diamond buttocks, Justin Robert Young. How are you, sir?
Well, there's only one way to take a biopsy, and that's to freeze it. And
yep.
Then you can take all the measurements you need, sir.
That's when you got to take a chip off the old chunk, the butt chunk.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with yet another episode of NSFW Show. And joining us is really... It's an absolute pleasure.
We do not deserve this. And it's too long in coming. And we need to make her very, very happy or she'll never come back.
Well, yeah, here's the deal. I got word that it's always great in this small podcasting community, you know, when people that you like happen to like the stuff that you do. And I was very happy to be informed, one of those examples. Ladies and gentlemen, you know her from Hack 5, the lovely Shannon Snubs Moore.
Yeah, look at that. She's already pre-gaming. How you doing, Shannon? Oh, no, and your audio went away. You suddenly, what happened? Oh, no.
Oh, whoa, mute Shannon. Mam-a-nam. Mute Shannon had a mic. Mam-a-nam. She accidentally hit mute, not mam-a-nam. Whoa,
mute Shannon. Mam-a-nam. There you go. They're blaming Time Warner Cable. There she is. Hello, Shannon. Yes. How are you?
That totally was not my fault.
Time Warner is in the chat room right now saying, ha-ha, I strike again.
Although, there's a bit of an echo problem.
Yeah, now we got echo, so you got to turn down the echo.
Son of a... Mer.
So,
had an echo? Mam-a-nam.
You turned down a
monitor? Mam-a-nam.
Whoa,
Shannon.
Mam-a-nam.
How's this?
Better. You can kind of still hear me. You'll have to turn it down.
Maybe we can hook up headphones? Could that happen?
Well,
my headphones don't work.
God damn it.
Whoa, mute Shannon. Mute Shannon. Blah, blah, blah. Didn't have no headphones. Blah, blah. Putting up with an echo. Blah, blah.
Wow, you said it.
I tried the headphones earlier. They didn't work.
The headphones do nothing. My ears.
Did they go in green or purple? I mean, yeah, green or pink.
I'll tell you what. If I knew, I'd be live a nicer life.
Hold on. Oh wait.
All right.
I'll try my USB ones.
Sure, why not? It's always advisable. Tech support gurus say that while you're live on the air is the best time to try new things. So what are we doing this episode?
Shannon had an idea. Mamma damn, gonna try this beat thing. Mamma damn, bam, you Shannon. Bam, bam.
Hey, what are we doing today, Justin?
Oh, my God. Well, this would be a great time to set up the show, wouldn't it, now, instead of singing stupid songs. Brian, I'm glad you asked. We are going to play a new game and an old game, and one in which a live viewer to this show can gain ultimate glory by testing their raconteur skills against me, Brian, and the lovely Shannon. Whoa, Mute Shannon is going to judge your stories in a game we call Don't Get Brody. More info on that in a second. But first, we will play a game dreamed up by none other than NSFW, Diamond Club Elite. He actually made the shirt that I'm wearing right now. P. Delahanty just delivered unto us a piece of spun gold.
Oh, my God.
From the hem of Odin's cloak and said, please unspool this.
He descended. I was sitting there. I was actually in the bathroom when all of a sudden I heard the heavens open up. And Patrick Delahanty descended with tablets made of websites and said, I bring to you your latest game, Review Reckoning. And
there
I said,
we go.
Well, what is Review Reckoning, my lord?
All right, here's the deal. Review Reckoning is a game compiled of Amazon reviews. Now, you might say, there's nothing interesting there. Shut up immediately. This game sucks. And I'd say, hold your horses, mister. Here's the deal. We're not going to tell you what the product is, and we're just going to read the review. Me, Shannon, and Brian, are we going to work together as a team? Is that what we're going to do?
We're going to discuss it out, and we'll pick our own favorites. We'll vote, you know. Everyone's got their own. You know what? We should do this together. And it's majority rules. We gotta be on a team, and then whoever had the wrong idea can, you know, be over there and be like, well, my idea was better.
Sure. All right.
I completely agree.
Okay, good. So we're all on the same page here. So, for example, first one we got here. Let me go ahead and let's classy this up here. Here we go.
Well, here, do you want to do voices? Do you want to do the review in voices?
Sure. Yeah. Okay, Shannon, quick.
Yes.
Name a quasi racist stereotype voice for Justin to say this in. Maybe offensive Chinese
Scottish.
Man. Scottish. Ooh, yes. That's good. Ooh. Scottish is good.
I like Asian.
You like Asian.
Whoa, Mute Shannon, ma'am and ma'am. Like Asian voices, ma'am and ma'am. Make just gonna be the review one, ma'am and ma'am. Whoa, Mute Shannon. All right, here we go.
By the way, I could almost swear I'm gonna have to play back when the actual episode come out, but it sounded like she says, I like Asian. That's what I heard.
Oh, no.
That's definitely what I heard.
Don't make fun of my heritage.
No, all right.
Whoa, Mute Shannon. That's racist, okay? So let me read the review as Shannon asked me to.
Okay.
Oh, this book is thankfully the masterpiece we have all been waiting for. I must admit, I can't fathom the flag direction of this seminal work. My best guess is the long wait for this tome has taken its toll on some. I also can't understand why so many reviewers feel that this book doesn't live up to earlier book. It's great, we all agree. A game of toilet paper, clash of porcelain balls, and storm of splinters are classics. I will concede that Feast of Feces did drop the ball in some areas. However, I think that Icon Group has redeemed themselves with this book. Okay, so perhaps we didn't advance as far as some would have liked. I was certainly keen to learn more whether or not Nigeria province would choose cedar or oak. But at the same time, I can enjoy the rich world painted by the offer. As a huge fan, I must say, it doesn't matter how long it takes to release Wind of Cubicles. I will be appreciative that you have taken the time to do so with your best work.
All right, so now, first of all, let's make it very clear. This is a real review on Amazon for a real product. And it's one of these four things. It is either potty time with Elmo, colon and rectal surgery, anorectal operations, master techniques in general surgery, the art of potty training, strategy and tactics for low-stress parenting, or, ironically enough, The 2009 to 2014 outlook for wood toilet seats in Greater China.
Now, all right. Yes. This would be, now, reading it, obviously, for those of you who didn't get all the references, this is a parody of people reviewing A Dance With or of Dragons, because I can never remember the title.
A Dance with Dragons, right? You're reading all the
Dancing shows. Dragons.
That's, it's,
right?
Mute Shannon. That's going to be my go-to for anything. Yes. So, but
okay. So yeah, it's supposed to be like a George R. R. Martin review where people are talking about the previous one. So this is a jokey review for this product, but we need to guess which.
But here, okay. So here's the thing. All of this, it's all clearly, we agree. A game of toilet paper, a clash of porcelain bowls, a storm of splinters. So he's riffing on the fact that toilets are clearly involved,
which would seemingly rule out colon and rectal surgery.
Yeah. Well, and
because there's not a toilet involved in rectal surgery, right?
I think it's D.
I think it's D as well.
Once and for all, whether Ningxia province would choose cedar or oak. That's clearly talking about the 2014 outlook. Are we all in? We got to be on the same team, though.
I'm locked in. I'm locked in on the 2009-2014 outlook for wooden toilet seats in Greater China.
In Greater China.
All right, you better get your finger on the button to see if we're right. Oh!
Yeah!
It's a yes from me!
Wait, it's $495?
We got it.
That's a book?
It's a book for $495?
And it's gotta be wrong.
It is definitely $495 for the 2014 outlook for wood toilet seats in Greater China. Oh my God, that's amazing.
Do they even have prime shipping?
That's amazing.
Oh, it better be. I'll be pissed if I fork over $495 and I don't get it in 2 days.
Oh my God, that's awesome. All right, so that means we're going to take it forward. That's 1-0. We're 100%.
We're rocking and rolling.
Team NSF Dubs is here. Oh my God, this is a very long review. I don't know that we can read this whole thing. There's no way. I can't even count that many words, much less read them. So right. Okay. Well, let's do this.
Do you want to pick another one or
no? No.
We have nine. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, here we'll go.
Let me take a look.
There we go. This one's.
They're all a billion.
They're Jesus Christ.
Miles long.
Good God.
Thanks, Patrick. You ever listen to the effing show?
Look, we'll just read highlights of these.
They start dumping. Okay, 4 is good.
Number 4?
Yeah.
All right. All right. I'll read this one.
Shannon, name a occupation.
School teacher.
Okay, Brian?
Yep.
You are a school teacher? Who also is a time? You're a time traveler, posing as a school teacher, and your leg was bitten off by an alligator, and you're haunted by the memory. The alligator bite happened in 1904.
Okay.
And you used to be best friends with the president.
Okay.
But now you're time traveling and you're posing as a teacher.
Right. Okay. But I'm from 1904, right?
Technically, you were born in 1887.
Yep. All right.
Which makes you in your early 20s when you got your leg bit off by an alligator.
All right, here we go.
After being friends with the president.
I'm ready. Dateline, today. I'm a very opinionated man, see? Most men hide their feelings and thoughts, but not me. I share my opinions. Yeah, that's right. With the world through Facebook, Twitter, Blogger, Tumblr, Pinterest, message boards, you name it. I've never gotten much of an audience or any feedback besides people telling me my opinions are worthless. Too bad they're the ones that are worthless. I have so much to offer. But instead of putting up more pictures of my hamsters, which are so much cuter than kittens, or blogging about the pretty girls who think they're too awesome to be kind for the people in the service industry, I decided to buy this shirt. When I wear it, I have the overwhelming confidence that I am right and that everyone else is wrong, so much so I don't even need to prove it. I just float around with a zen-like superconscious, free to take on whatever challenges face my day by day. I am calm and collected in this shirt, whether giving a presentation in my grad school class or working my part-time job at the mall bubble tea stand.
I could have used a little bit more pain in the voice, but I think that
I'm dead inside.
You internalized it. Well, I guess maybe. All right, then I appreciate that you brought a little bit more to the character.
Good.
Okay, So that is A, either A, the Mountain Unicorn Castle purple t-shirt. B, Gem and the Holograms playing vintage Hot Pink Juniors t-shirt.
Oh,
C,
my God.
Team Edward Vampire Black Juniors t-shirt.
Yes.
Or D, the Nickelodeon iCarly I'm Bold and Always Sassy Girls shirt.
I don't know. These are really good fake outs that he's put in there. Making it multiple choice made it way better.
I'm thinking Nickelodeon iCarly
my gut says the same thing. I'm feeling
iCarly.
Talking
about pretty girls.
Yeah, well, because that would be the point of the first part, that he's opinionated, and so the iCarly one is I'm bold and always sassy.
Yeah, the other ones, because that's the only one that actually talks about how do you feel, like, because he's acting like the t-shirt makes him feel a certain way or says something about him, and this is the only one that really has anything saying about it.
Yeah. Although the Gem and the Holograms, that's
an awesome reference.
And that's saying something.
I believe Patrick would slip that in there to mess with it. I'm committed to iCarly. Dude, okay, here's the other factor.
Yeah.
Think about it. Think about who set this up. Patrick set this up. And remember early on, somebody asked me to explain how NSFW was different from iCarly, and I couldn't. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember.
I was like, it pretty much is, but with penises. It's pretty much iCarly.
It totally is.
Yeah, say thank you.
Wait, not that I've watched iCarly.
What is this? I don't remember this.
You don't remember that? Oh yeah, no, it totally is.
I'm iCarly deficient. What? How is this like iCarly?
Have you ever seen iCarly?
No.
Go watch iCarly. It's pretty much, it's kids doing NSFW.
Can you give me a thumbnail description so I know that I've been fulfilling my destiny as iCarly, apparently?
I don't know how to tell you outside of imagine us as prepubescent little girls and doing all the same bits.
Okay, all right. Often I do that. Go on.
Complete with like the possibly offensive racial humor and utter failures. We stir
I
stuff
haven't
up.
Been iCarly?
There's lots of backpedaling.
Someone
things they
makes
may have
a
said.
Racist joke in iCarly.
No,
someone
no.
does like.
I'm joking about that.
I was like, oh, awesome! Oh iCarly. Okay, no, why are you so racist?
No.
I'm gonna say something, and you tell me whether or not they'd say it in iCarly.
Let's play a different game. Let's play this game where we have to pick. Yeah, you got to see iCarly because it's totally.
Sure.
Wait, you say B or D?
No, D.
Yeah,
D is in dog.
D is in awesome.
I'm going to say D is in dog fisting. Is that something they say on iCarly?
Oh, my God.
That's a very special episode they have.
Like, you know, like you'd make a fist like a dog would.
That's like
dog
a dog
fist,
would?
Bro.
Okay, all right.
Give me your paw. Dog fist.
Nickelodeon, iCarly, I'm bold and always sassy girl shirt. You better get ready because I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Oh.
No! The unicorn?
Oh. You lose.
You lose.
Award you no points. And may God have mercy on your soul.
Wow, we really took a dump on that one, huh?
Yeah. Although that is a badass shirt and I really want it now.
I kind of do too.
Justin, I don't say this very often.
Man, I'd love to rob a children's hospital in that shirt. Is that something
like
I'd say on iCarly?
I'd make friends with children with that shirt on.
That is something they'd say on iCarly. Hey, can you actually turn up your soundboard? Because it's actually a little hard to hear.
Can you turn up the volume on life?
Yes, I can. Drink another Miller Lite and it'll be freaking amazing.
All right, well, we're 1-1.
That's not bad. It's not bad.
I mean, I think like, because I was reading this and I thought it was the one that we thought it was. And I was like, man, Patrick made a really crappy game. And I was ready to like yell at him. But apparently he's smarter than us.
Yeah, no,
he's laughing
good.
In our face right now.
All right. This one we're going to have Shannon read. Shannon?
Okay. Yes.
Actually, you don't get to pick anything. We're going to pick for you.
Oh, damn it.
Shannon, I want you to speak as somebody in a very professional person at a massage health spa. So it's like, you know, maybe quiet.
So I'm Asian too.
You run with it however you want.
No,
you
we already did Asian. No, you're like a career professional in the San Fernando Valley, and you're
actually
like super holistic.
I want to dial it back. I want to dial it back. You read this as Darren Kitchen. How about that?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Ed, go for it.
Okay. I'd have to say that I approve this product. I have found that during my busy life... No, I'm just kidding. That's too mean.
I wanted to cut away, but then you wouldn't be able to see it. Darren is... We're finally outing it. Darren is functionally illiterate. We didn't want to be the ones to out it, but we got the inside scoop from Shannon.
Unfortunately, you can't hack the alphabet, Darren. You okay. Have to learn to read.
All right, here we go.
Okay. I'd have to say that I approve this product. I found that during my busy life of running my own cult, I'm often faced with time constraints when it comes to looking my best. Either way, it may be the ICP concerts that I attend with my aging lover. Sorry.
By the way, pause real quick. It's killing me that I can't show what you're doing so that you can read it, because she's full on. She's like, I'm doing this. And she's I'll cut over to it.
All right. I'm all like, what? All right, let's see. Either it may be the ICP concerts that I attend with my aging lover, or when I run through the night wearing a sheet pretending I'm a ghost. I really value the fast application and how easy this product is to use. They also have many colors, which look amazing when I ascend towards the heavens on a path to the multiverse on the day of the lost prophet's return. Oh, rejoice, Sir Snickers, rejoice.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
All right, and here are the options. We have either A, I'm not racist, I hate everyone equally t-shirt. B, the AmScan white face paint. C, Priva Ultra Plus waterproof sheet protector, 34 inches by 52 inches, white. Or D, white satin top hat.
Are you kidding me? I think we're out of our depth here. I think Patrick is better than we give him credit for.
Well, Shannon, do you really think C? Why do you think C? What is C again?
The sheet and the ghosts.
Yeah, but there's face paint. And it says here, okay, because look, either it be at the mini ICP concert I attend, right? You'd wear white face paint there.
Oh, that's Insane Clown Posse, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
That was adorable, by the way. You're like, oh, that's the Insane Clown Posse, isn't it? I know those fellows.
I'm so white.
So are they.
Or when I run through the night wearing a sheet pretending I'm a ghost. The fast application, so you wouldn't apply. I think it's got to be the AmScan white face paint. Yeah, you wouldn't
you
apply
wanna
it.
What? Like, we thought it was like that, but like also, what about a white satin top for this one? Because think about like everything they
doesn't
describe.
Doesn't take long to apply.
Yeah, running my own cult, looking my best. I'm gonna
because if you show up to the gathering of the Juggalos with a white satin top, you're the cock of the walk. People are paying attention to you, offering you a one hitter and high fiving you.
What if you
show up to an ICP concert with a white satin top?
This is also something you would wear at an ICP concert. Is I'm not racist, I hate everyone equally. Sure.
True. Also, although apparently I'm wrong, Cowgirl Curtis in the chat room says that if someone wore a white satin top to an ICP shoot, they would get F-worded.
Oh.
Which I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
I don't know. I'm gonna go with the white face paint, man. I gotta feel like there's an internal.
I feel like
line.
you're really lacking in ingenuity and creativity on this.
You guys can outvote me on this one. You guys, I mean, it's a team.
Shannon,
a team
what do you
effort.
Think?
I'm going to have to go with B.
White face paint.
Oh, no. Huh? See, then that.
The face paint.
Well, what would your alternative be? Pitch us. Sell us on your alternative.
Okay. So here's what they say. Whether it be I go to the ICP concerts with an aging lover or run through the night wearing a sheet pretending that I'm a ghost.
Right. See, I figure that's like a veiled KKK reference.
Both would look better in a white satin top hat. You would look pretty awesome at an ICP concert with a white satin top hat. Or if you're a ghost, you're an old timey ghost.
All right. No, you know what? If you swayed me. I'll join team white satin top hat. Shannon, are you okay with being outvoted, or are you going to go on the record as saying this is crazy talk?
I guess I'll stick with you guys and go to the what number? The D?
D.
Well, but wait a minute. Hold on. Yep. Wait a minute.
Now you realize that we've picked D for every single one of these so far.
No. I think what's swaying me now is that it does say it comes in many different colors.
What? This is all the kind of things I was talking. Okay.
Okay, but that precludes white face paint. That precludes white face paint.
No, it would have
to be like sheet protector.
AmScan, white face paint, and then it's like there's also blue face paint and turquoise and azul and chartreuse.
But then that would also be like leopard print top hat. You know, like why would there not be other top hat things?
All right, well, you've lost me. Now I'm back to face paint. I'm only on face paint. That's my only vote. Shannon?
C. I'm going to stick with C.
I'm on team C.
Wait, C is the waterproof sheet protector.
Boom. I'm saying your mom's a C, Brian.
All right. I said face paint, by the way. Oh, look. White face paint. Would have been amazing. We would have had
Brian, next time be more forceful. That was a lack of leadership by you.
I will cop to that. I really should have maybe physically threatened you. There was a number of things I could have done. All right, so we got time for one more. Maybe we could save. Holy crap. This thing is, look at this. Burk, 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 burk.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a lot of words.
Although I'm tempted to.
All right, what is that? I can read it as fast as possible.
All right, here we go.
Wait, which one is it? What is it? Review what?
Oh, what do you mean?
Which number? Do you remember?
Eight. No, seven. Seven. It's number seven.
Number seven?
Number seven, sir.
Number seven. There you go. Give it to, read it like the Micro Machines guy.
Read it Southern.
Okay. That was not number seven, by the way.
Oh, really? Well, no. it was labeled 7.php.
Okay. Is that, please? Yeah. Okay. All right. Here you go. You ready for the Micro Machines read?
Yep. Go.
Okay. I have it pulled up here, so you don't have to leave it on there for me.
All right. Good.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Clearing the mechanism.
Wow. It's a finely tuned machine. All right. Take it to the next level. Let's do it as Fat Rick.
You know, Fat Rick takes a while. That'll take an hour.
Yeah, Micro Machines Fat Rick.
Please allow me to share with you how this book changed my life and in a very real substantive way allowed me to overcome a severe crisis in my personal life. It is well known that the premise of this book is the science of attracting things in life that you desire or need, and I'm removing from life the things that you don't want. Before finding this book, I knew nothing of these principles. The process of positive visualization had actually engaged in reckless behaviors to the point of endangering my own life and well-being. At age 36, I found myself in a medium security prison serving 3 to 5 years for destruction of government property and public intoxication. This was a stiff punishment for drunkenly deflecting in a mailbox that the judge had pointed out. This was my third conviction in the exact same crime. I had obviously an alcohol problem and a deep and intense disrespect for the postal system. But even more importantly, I was ignoring the very fabric of our metaphysical reality and inviting the destructive influences into my life. My fourth day in prison was the first day that I was allowed into general population, and while the recreation yard, I was approached by a prisoner named Marcus, who calmly informed me that as a new prisoner, I had been purchased for him for 30 packs of Winston cigarettes and 8 ounces of Pruno prison wine. Marcus elaborated further that I could expect to be raped by him on a daily basis, and I had pretty eyes. Needless to say, I was deeply shocked that my life had sunk to this level. Although I had never been homophobic, I was discovering that I was very rape phobic and dismayed by my overall personal street value of roughly $15. I returned to my cell and sat very quiet, searching for answers or how I could improve my life and distance myself from the harmful outside influences. On that point, in which I consider to be a miraculous moment, my cellmate Jim Norton informed me that he knew about the Marcus situation and that he had something that he could solve my problems. He handed me a copy of this book. Normally, I wouldn't have tuned my self-help book to resolve such a severe and immediate threat. I literally didn't have any available alternatives. I immediately opened the book and began to read. My first few chapters deal with the essence of something called the Law of Attraction, which a primal universal force is available to us and can be harnessed for the betterment of our lives. The theoretical nature of the first few chapters wasn't exactly putting me at peace. In fact, I had never meditated and gone to any great difficulty without closing out the chaotic noises of the prison and visualizing the positive changes that I had so deeply needed. It was when I reached chapter 6, The Secret to Relationships, that I had realized how this book had helped me distance myself from Marcus and his negative interactions. Starting with chapter 6, there's therefore a cavity carved into the book, and the cavity was a prison ship. This particular ship was a toothbrush with a handle that had been repeatedly melted and grinded to a razor sharp point. The next day in the exercise yard, I carried this book with me. When Marcus approached me, I opened the book and stabbed him in the neck. The next 8 weeks in solitary confinement proved ample time to practice positive visualization, and the 16-hour days of absolute darkness made me visualize about the only thing that I could actually do. I'm not sure that everybody's life will be changed by such a dramatic way by this book, but I'm very thankful that I found it, and I will continue to recommend it heartily.
First of all, and I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
That was beautiful.
That was amazing. And is there any doubt that this is a review for The Secret, right? Even before I saw the multiple choice, it's got to be The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, because that's what the whole...
No, Brian, I'm pretty sure it's D, Angel Killer by Andrew Main, available now at Amazon.com for the low, low price of only 99 cents.
No, are you sure it's not The Secret? I mean, why? Are you sure? What else could it be?
Well, because it probably could be Andrew Main's Angel Killer, a taut and amazing police procedural featuring Jessica Blackwood, a female magician from a family of famous magician turned FBI agent who has to solve the crimes of the nefarious warlock, creating modern miracles and media hysterics. Folks, it's only 99 cents, available for instant download on your Kindle or any device with the Kindle app.
Wow, I hadn't heard of that book, but that does sound like a fantastic read. You know, I've been looking for books, and at only 99 cents, my entry point risk is so low that I've got nothing to lose.
Indeed. Or you can sign up for Andrew Main's mailing list at andrewmain.com/books. Wink! I think it's The Secret.
Shannon, are you with us on this one?
Well, it's definitely not Breaking Dawn or Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, because neither of those would make any sense whatsoever.
Right.
So,
all right.
Hey.
So, all right, let's check it out. And... the answer is The Secret.
Yes.
It's a yes for me.
We found a key.
So you realize that we're 2-2 now. We can't go out halfway. We need to decide if we're winners or losers.
Yes.
And the only way to do that.
We need to find a review that's under 7,000 words.
Yes.
That's longer than the reviews that are longer than the books they're talking about.
Oh, look. Here's this one. I'm sure. Oh, no, wait. That's the one I just opened. Do we already do this one? Yep, we already did this one. Let's do. Okay, this one's got a lot of spaces on it.
All right, Brian, that's all you.
All right, here we go.
And this one, I believe, Shannon?
Yes.
Give me your favorite movie character of all time.
Ooh. Let's see. Thinking movie character. Neo from Matrix. Okay.
Brian, I want you to read this as a drunk Keanu Reeves.
Yes.
Right, hold on. Let me get in the zone here. And
it's
actually,
totally not my favorite, but that's okay.
and Thoughts Shots points out that really wishes Shannon that your favorite movie character was Chewbacca.
Oh my God! I can do the Chewbacca.
No! It's too late. No switcheroos here. I gotta get into character here, and it doesn't look like I have the capability. What a bummer.
There is.
All right, here we go. Here we go. We live underground. We speak with our hands. We wear the earplugs all our lives. Please, you must listen. We cannot maintain the link for long. I will type as fast as I can. Do not use the cables! We are fools. Fools to develop such a thing. Sound was never meant to be this clear, this pure, this accurate. For a few short days we marveled, then the whispers began. Were they Aramaic? Hyperborean? Some even more ancient tongue, first spoken by the elder races under the red light of dying suns far from here? I do not know, but somehow, slowly, I began to understand. No, please, I don't want to remember. You will not make me remember! I saw brave men claw their own eyes out. God, the screaming. I have to wear glasses to read. The mobs of feral children feasting on corpses, the shadows moving, the fires burning in the air, the chanting. Why can't I forget the words? We live underground.
speak with our hands. We wear the earplugs all our lives. Do not use the cables.
Yes, that was awesome.
Oh my, I tell you what, I'm gonna go ahead and give Brian a for that read. That was,
you found a key.
Quick, join in. Okay, we lost Justin. So that means you and I get to decide which is this.
Okay.
Do not use the cables. Is it A, AudioQuest K2 terminated speaker cables, UST plugs, 8-inch, 2.44 meters pair. 8-foot, I'm sorry. B, Media Bridge Ultra Series high-speed HDMI cable with Ethernet, 6 feet. C, Elegant Baby 100% cotton cable knit jumpsuit, or D, the Heil PR40 dynamic studio recording microphone. Now, I'll tell you this much. The D, I don't think so, because that's what that seems like a reference he's writing for us, because he knows that both Justin and I are using Heil PR40s. The other ones are clearly, you know, they're cables. AudioQuest K2 terminated speaker cable, UST plugs, 8-foot pair. Seems like a good fit. Justin, are you calling me from your iPhone again?
Yeah, because the power went out in my house.
Oh my god!
No.
Really?
Yes. I'm actually gonna walk outside.
It looks
right
like
now.
It. You are clearly in the blackness.
Wow.
I'm gonna walk outside and see if the entire block is out.
Can we blame Time Warner for this as well? Can we get mad?
Yeah, it looks like the entire block is out.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. So here's the question.
The street lights aren't.
You got four. Already they're shouting, this is the best episode we've ever done.
Yes.
So, right, I'm gonna grab some candles and I'll just put it in front of my face.
We're gonna start summoning some zombies.
We should have a seance.
So,
do we have any more candles?
Let's
I've been watching a lot of Supernatural. I can figure it out.
Well, so here's the question: is does that mean I could just like have you as live on the phone, just in our Robert Young?
Because I can light some candles here, and it's gonna get real sexy up in this bitch.
All right. It's a very classy thing to say about your lady, by the way. You're like, oh baby, it's about to get real sexy up in this bitch.
Well, listen, I'm not married, but I hope to learn the tricks of the trade from you, brother.
Oh my god! Okay, so question: which did these come from? Was it the AudioQuest K2 terminated speaker cable, MediaBridge Ultra Series high speed HDMI cable with Ethernet, Elegant Baby 100% cotton cable knit jumpsuit, or D, the Heil PR40 dynamic studio recording microphone?
I think it was probably one of the first two.
That's what I would say. I don't think it'd be HDMI.
A.
You think it's A, AudioQuest K2?
I'm rolling with snubs on this one. I gotta go A.
Yeah. All right.
Man, I'm really glad I pulled all that beer out of the fridge.
Here's the thing.
That was really a fortuitous move for me.
Here's the thing. I'm just gonna put this out here right now. I couldn't. Well, it doesn't matter.
I don't want you changing my mind.
Oh, it's A.
You found the key.
It's a yes for me. We low tech everything here. These cables are freaking $8,450.
Why would you ever buy those?
This is the greatest review for it. That is awesome. We live underground. We speak with our hands. We wear our earplugs all our lives. So good. That's awesome. All right, so we win and the internet wins.
Yes.
Do 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 do. Hey, Justin.
Yeah.
With the power off, are you able to even remember who brings us this episode?
I believe that it in part is our friends at Squarespace.
Well, let me take just a moment to see if I have an email from Frederick.
I'll tell you what this episode is brought to you by candles.
Yeah, look at this.
Sure,
we got
know where you're stepping since 1814.
We got double complete sponsors here. Let me just tell you something real quick about Squarespace. If you don't know, Squarespace is the fast and easy way to publish any kind of blog, portfolio, or any kind of website. Shannon, have you ever made a website in your entire life? No, you haven't, because it's intimidating and it's hard. Yeah, you know what's not intimidating or hard? Squarespace.
No, you exactly, which is what I've always told any first aide of mine, that don't worry, I'm like Squarespace. I'm not intimidating or hard right now. I just make sure that I get that out on Front Street. Here's the deal. I'm going to start a new website, and I could do it, you know, really quick. As soon as I got on a computer, I hope I don't get raped during this blackout.
I can't confirm this, but I could have sworn we were talking about, like Mark B was telling us that they're about to change their slogan. Like, they, you know, we're not intimidating or hard. We are timid and flaccid. It's going to be their new Squarespace, both timid and flaccid.
Well, I mean, I don't want to, I would like to say, non-threatening in the way that, you know, people like, you know, that, listen, we're not going to come rolling up on you. I'm speaking of Squarespace right now, with a scar on our face, grabbing your arm above the elbow and saying, come with me, toots. That's not going to happen. That's not Squarespace's way. I'm fine with the candles. I don't need any more candles.
Are they bringing in more candles?
Rick is trying to be helpful and bring me 18,000 candles. Like, I'm trying.
Man, I feel like we should
seduce Nicole Kidman or something.
Look, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. Look, they have an easy-to-use UI. They're optimized both for beginners and CSS experts. Hey, guess what, Justin? Your power's out? You could build a Squarespace site right now using the Squarespace app on your phone. Isn't that great?
I can do it right now.
They recently integrated Google's complete web font library. They have online resources. They even offer a free live webinar classes. And most importantly, you can set up without giving a code credit card number. That's what they're called. A credit card or nothing. Just head on over to squarespace.com. I believe /NSFW might still work. But here's the thing. If you want 10% off your first purchase on new accounts, and that means if you give them $1 billion, what's 10% of $1 billion, Justin?
I don't know. Ask the guy who's broadcasting via candlelight.
It's 100 million. You could save $100 million on your first purchase if you use promo code that's I'm about to tell you. Unfortunately, it says
NSFW4, maybe?
Well, no, it says just use offer code, shows offer code. it's NSFW4, though, because it's
NSFW4. That's the way it goes, folks. Just go ahead, type in NSFW4, and then please, if you work at Florida Power and Light, turn on the effing power, because I'm terrified right now.
Oh, you know there's a Santa behind you.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
You almost
won the even creepier. This is Shannon. This is creepy Santa.
That's really creepy.
And he looks even creepier
right in candlelight.
Oh God! Take it away.
Well, yeah.
Hi,
Mister.
Shannon.
Hey, Mister.
Shannon, bam a dam.
Love you, Shannon. Bam a was good this year. Bam a dam. Gonna get lots of presents. Bam a dam. Whoa, you Shannon. Bam a dam. All right.
I don't like this.
Let's keep this party rolling because I only have 31% on the only way that I can communicate with the world right now.
All right, well, then that means it's time for us to set up another one of our favorite bits that we haven't done for a long time. It's a little game called Don't Get Brodied. And normally my favorite thing is that Justin plays this awesome intro thing that's all like, don't get brodied, but we don't have it. Maybe we'll add it in post. Here, Tony,
God, I really wish that I didn't tell you that I hadn't had it on the soundboard, because I would have said I would have had it on the soundboard and then just being like, whoa, this is crazy, the lights went out.
Whoa, mute Shannon, man, man. So point is, all you have to do is you're going to Skype us at NSFW show and you're going to talk to the lovely and talented Shannon. How long you want to talk is up to you, but here's the thing, the entire time we're going to be judging you with our eyes and our hearts, and if you get boring, if you get dull, if we get three thumbs down, then that means it's over and you get to hear Adrian Brody, Adrian Brody, and you get hung up on. That's you've been brodied.
Brian, can I introduce a new
wrinkle
yeah.
to this game.
Yeah, by all means.
Because we played this game a couple times.
Yeah.
And it's gone well.
Dead Man. Remember the one story where the dude, it ended with the guy dove into the rotting corpse of a manatee?
I think, yeah, no, that was good. I'm going to say this is Cutthroat Edition of Don't Get Brodied. One thumbs down. You finished.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. All right. So that means, I guess we'll, I'll tell you what, we'll put them up. Phone
the
lines.
Stakes are even higher.
Phone lines are all open. Skype NSFW show. And we already have our first caller right here. Caller, are you on there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Go.
Okay. So this one time, my uncle is calling me for tech support. And he has decided that it is necessary to tell me that he was browsing the internet for hot young women.
Okay.
And therefore, he had a pop-up come up that he believes was, can I say this on Twitter, child-related.
Okay.
And,
this is you have us all in the awkward position now of trying to think if we want to give a thumbs up to child-related pornography links.
And then he said there was a subsequent pop-up to this that said that the FBI was now involved in this situation, and his computer shut itself down. And he wanted to know, should he wipe his hard drive or not?
Is this a real story?
Thumbs down. And I'm thumbing him down just because the caller heard this story and doesn't already know that his uncle's a pedophile. Or at least a pederast, because this is very obviously. What else would you say if you were a pederast busted surfing the internet?
You'd be like,
for child pornography.
I got attacked.
Totally fake.
By the child. Oh my gosh.
Like, oh yeah. So a pop up shows up. How about this? Isn't it wild? Next thing you know, the FBI says they're involved and they shut down my computer.
Totally
you think
crazy.
I should wipe my hard drive?
It's fake.
Oh yeah, that was 1:04. Now he did make it to the end of his story. So we'll lock him in as currently the going the farthest. All right,
but
we have another.
I'm going to say you will be judged better if you punch out. Like, you just get to the end of your story and you're like, I'm out, and you bank it. Boom.
The name
of the game is Don't Get Brody, not go as long as you possibly can before the specter of Brody slices.
That is true.
Throat.
All right, look, we have another caller on the line. Caller, you got a story for Ms. Shannon?
Yes, here it goes. 100% true. Got home from watching the fireworks on 4th of July. I'd been up all day. I'd been up for like 17, 18 hours. I was starting to go to sleep. And I kept seeing this blue flash from the window. I figured it was just fireworks. Then
aliens.
I noticed that it kept going on. It kept going on. I got up out of my bed and the blue flash kept appearing. No matter where I walked, there was a blue flash. And it was starting to really freak me out. I was believing in the supernatural. There's this blue flash, and it won't go away. I closed the windows. I closed the shutters. I turned all the lights off, and the blue flash was still there. It would not go away. That's when I realized I had fallen asleep with my Bluetooth headset on.
And he punches out.
Okay, that's good. That was a full minute. That was right on the money. Well done, sir. I wanted to just give him a celebratory. What do we play if he does something good?
It's a yes from me.
There you go. Where's the... I got to find...
Double complete, baby.
This is ridiculous.
This is... I'm using the... There
that
you go.
That just happened.
That's what I'll play. Good job. Well done. All right, we got another one here. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah. Back in college, I got mugged. And how it went down was I had to reset the transmitter for the radio station in college, and I was approached by 4 guys in ski masks. This raised 0 red flags for me. So the guy walks up to me, and he's like, hey, man, do you have any money? Do you have any money with you? And I'm like, no, I don't have any money. And I had just cashed my check from work, so I had like $150 in my wallet. He's like, hey, man, do you have a cell phone, man? Do you have a like, cell phone with you, make a phone call? Like, no, I don't have one. And this is back when they were like brick phones, so it was clearly sticking out of my pocket.
Oh, wait, he's Shannon like, gave you the full... Oh, sorry, bro. Oh, we'll never find out how that one ends. Shannon gave you the thumbs down. Look,
did
in the
you,
chat
you sniff bull puck on that one, Shannon?
Yeah, I don't know.
sniffed a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, criminals.
Stunk a little butt stink.
It sounded a little bit like a joke.
Snubs is tough.
It kind of sounded like the old farm.
Like he's setting up and then is like, and then his hairy butt turned out to be my grandfather. All right, so we got David on the line. What's up, David?
I'm drunk.
Me too, man. Yeah.
What? What?
I have no idea what's going on right now, and I'm drunk. I smoked a bowl the other day. Janelle Evans is not on probation anymore. That's pretty cool. All right. From the Teen Mom stuff.
Thank you, back up. Oh, no. Nah,
man. The only person that watches Teen Mom is like my little sister.
That's None what's that funny is the exact moment.
Well, and that guy. And apparently NSFW viewers. Who knew we shared a demo?
Friends all like, yeah.
Well, what's funny, that was the exact moment I was back into it. And you were like, no, down he goes. All right, we got another caller. What's going on, buddy? You're on the air.
Hey. My story is my friend was hanging out with his girlfriend and he texted me saying that her best friend is perfect for me, just like me, that she wants to hook up with me, everything. So I look her up on Facebook, and it turns out she was pretty obviously a tranny.
Oh!
Whoa!
Hold on. Listen, you will continue with the story if you tell me that you made out with her, / him.
No, I wanted nothing to do with that.
Oh!
All right. We got open lines right now.
Transform?
What's that?
Who wouldn't want to hook up with a Transformer? They're more than you should.
With Optimus Prime. It could be Bumblebee.
Exactly.
All right, we got Gerald on the line. Gerald, what's up?
That's a robot. Okay. That's awesome.
In 1973, at the age of 20 years old, I had the worst job in the world. My job was to insert a 1-inch drill bit in the rectum of a duck, turn the drill on, push it into his intestines, and then pull it out, and then the next duck would come along the line, and I would do it again, and I would be totally covered in duck guts, everything that was inside the duck. I had like a space suit on from head to toe with goggles and everything, and it was the worst possible job, and people to this day still don't believe I had it, and I did. I swear to God it's true.
I swear it's true. All right, now hold on. What is the ostensive, like, what do they claim the benefit is? What does the duck get out of it?
Well, it was a duck farm, and I was the first person on the line, so I had to drill his intestines out and pull them out his rear end, and it would go to the next.
These are dead ducks.
Of course.
Okay, well, that's an important distinction.
That's an amazing story.
That was amazing. That was incredible. All right, we have another caller on. Caller, you're on. Go.
Hey, I'm still drunk. I don't know what's going on. Oh, you guys are awesome. I love this show. Oh, good Lord.
Whoa, oh, drunk collar, bam to bam. Whoa, drunk collar, bam to bam.
Tomorrow morning, neither is my boss.
Oh my God! All right, get out of here.
We got drunk collar call once, bam a damn. Drunk collar call again now, bam a damn. Whoa, drunk collar, bam a damn.
Whoa, drunk collar, bam a damn. Hey, wait, caller, turn down your radio, caller.
Hi. So my friends and I were on a subway in. Hello.
Yes, we're listening.
Hi, my friends and I were on the subway in New York City, and we were getting death stares from a guy on the other side of the car. He gets closer and closer and closer, and he puts his hands in his pockets, and we start to get kind of scared. So we start to back away a little bit, and he pulls something out of his pocket, and we notice he has two live snakes in his hands. He proceeds to throw the snakes at us on the train. And then
why did it have to be snakes?
What? There were a lot.
So wait, so he throws snakes at you, and then what?
So he was intoxicated, and we'd had a few. So he just throws snakes at us, and just stares at them like, "Yes, go, go."
Like in his mind, he's some kind of supervillain. He's like, "Go, my minions, rain terror upon this subway."
Like, go, my minion. God. And then
snake charmer, ma'am, and ma'am, snake charmer had snakes, ma'am, and ma'am, I was riding on the subway, ma'am, and ma'am.
Snakes. Yes. They can't hurt anybody. So we pick them up and start taking pictures with the snakes.
So this guy thinks that he's going to terrify, he's got snakes on a train. And meanwhile, you're like, oh, what's with the snakes? And you're petting them, taking cute photos.
Yeah. So then he proceeds to sit up with your friends and walk off the train.
I'm pleased by the appearance of these mother effing snakes on this mother effing train.
Dude, I got one thing to tell you.
That just happened.
Dude, congratulations. You survived to the end. That was a good story. All
right, was it better than drilling a bunch of ducks right in the anus?
I don't know. This is not for me to decide right now. We got another caller on the line, though. What's up, caller?
Okay, so the day after my uncle called me and was looking at child stuff, I went to my job at a popular chain of make-your-own stuffed animal stores. Handed a vial by a customer that was gritty on the outside and proceeded to tell me that Grandpa was in the vial and those were his ashes and we were putting him in the bear to dress it and make it look like...
Yeah, that's... there we go. And you're out. Wow.
You should have led with that story.
Yeah, no, that would have been...
Story. Another night.
Yeah, that's pretty wrong. Hey, Carl, you're on the air.
We are anonymous. We will control your computer. We are anonymous. We are legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Expect us.
This is the winner, right? We could just declare it. That's.
Where's my anonymous?
How many duck butts did you drill?
Anonymous has already left. Anonymous got in. Got the joke, let you know that you'll never expect them, and then they were out. And that was the end.
Grats.
Whoa, anonymous, ma'am and am. Anonymous had a warning, ma'am and am, called WBB Live Show, ma'am and am, whoa.
Oh.
Oh, you scared me, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's it, man. I think we got, that's the winner. That's...
Down to two.
And cheers.
You say what?
It comes down to two stories, and Shannon has to decide.
Okay, so it could be, I guess, who do we like? We like Anonymous?
Their duck hunt.
The duck hunt? You got to make sure to say duck hunt.
Sorry, Brian. I don't know if you can pick it up over my iPhone microphone. Hunt.
Duck hunt.
Duck hunt.
Or. Oh, sorry. It took me so long to get that.
Wait, who is the, there was another guy we really liked.
He drilled him in the butts, not the
hunt. I like the snakes on a train.
Oh, the snakes on a train was pretty good.
So you're saying snakes on a train, definitely the old 1970s in Canada, drilling ducks right in the pooper.
Look, we can all have our own favorites. People are...
Man, what if that was like part of like a John Mellencamp song or like a Bruce Springsteen song?
Sitting on a train.
Jack had a job pulling intestines out of ducks' assholes.
Holy God.
Come on, our life goes on.
Long after the thrill of drilling ducks is gone.
I'm so drunk.
Oh, my God.
This isn't even a real show. I'm holding up my cell phone and yelling at things with candles next to me.
Okay. You know what? You've actually summoned the spirit of the BB Live Show. It's apparently live and well right now.
I was calling the BB Live Show like 5 seconds ago.
We got to save everything right here, but let's take a moment to thank our other sponsor. There's a brand new service that you've never heard of before. Shannon, you've never heard of it? Justin, you've never heard of it? They use wizard technology from the future that summons forth...
Brian.
What?
Say what you just said and then put me full screen.
They use wizard technology from the future.
What?
They do. Oh, wait, hold on. Somebody's calling. Hello? Hello?
You better pick me as the winner or there will be consequences.
Oh, jump in a lake, jerk off.
I would like to point out that it actually says it's anonymous is who it shows as calling. So you know they're anonymous. Here's the point. In the future, there are no more movies. There's a movie scarcity. Everyone is frozen in time. And the only way to see any movies is underground. You have to smuggle them and you have to fight robot overlords. It's not fun for anyone. And in the past, they just want us to know that the free movie extravaganza, enjoy it while you can. And in fact, if you're going to watch as many movies as you can while they still exist, because everyone knows, it's foretold by Nostradamus that movies are going to go away in 20 days, 30, 35 days. So you might as well sign up and watch as many movies as you can for free using Netflix.
You might as well jump over to netflix.com/twit.
Oh, my God.
Sign up.
Let's do remember when you were a kid, you would ring doorbells and then run away? Let's do that to Netflix.
Oh, my God, yes.
Let's do that to Netflix. Let's all go and
you
sign up.
Dong ditch.
Yeah, let's ding dong ditch Netflix. Let's all go.
There was a cousin to ding dong ditching.
Yeah, no, but that's what we can't talk about.
That was good. Where you knocked, but I can't say what kind of knocking it was.
You were ding dong ditching. You were ding dong ditching. So here's the thing. Let's all go to netflix.com.
Is that an appropriate name for the knocking game?
Let's go to.
Acknowledge that I'm not the only racist here.
Let's go. I do know what you're referring to. I'm trying very hard to steer you away from that iceberg. Let's go to netflix.com/twit and sign up for 30 days of unlimited movies, thousands of movies and TV shows, all streamed instantly to your iPad, your Xbox, your 360, your Nintendo Wii, your PS3, your desktop, your laptop, your iPhone, your Android device.
Yeah. No, listen, folks, if you're not on Netflix, literally you're a useless human being. Like, you should have a handicap sticker on your car.
Your Kindle Fire.
You know, you can watch Supernatural on Netflix.
Is that good?
It's amazing.
Yeah? I'm watching Sons of Anarchy right now, all titles subject to availability.
I go to sleep almost every night watching Arrested Development because it's like my favorite show and I know every episode and I can go to sleep and laugh and giggle. And I wake up with a song in my heart and a smile on my face thanks to Netflix.com where you can go right now, Netflix.com/Twit. Sign up right now. You're going to get 30 days free. Okay? Don't worry, man. It's the best thing ever. And if you don't like it, you can literally come to my house and kick me in the nuts.
No, that's a Justin Robert Young promise. I flash forward to 6 months from now. You're like, Brian, that was the worst offer I've ever come up with.
I have no nuts left. They've all taken a piece. No, you want to know what? My nuts are going to stay pristine and golden thanks to the quality service that Netflix provides. Netflix.com/twit. We thank them for their support of the NSFW show. And you want to know what? They had a good earnings report on Monday. Why don't you go give them a little goose on the bum and say at Netflix on Twitter, you do a great job. I'm either a subscriber. I'm going to subscribe right goddamn now because I love you. And then pinch their cheeks.
Which? Oh, no! What? What just happened? Did somebody just win the belt?
It was him.
What just happened?
Nothing.
I think somebody's got the belt. Hold on, let me. Oh dear. I can't even find it. Point is, you get the belt, and now it's time for NSFW by Candlelight, our latest website. When the lights go out in Florida, Justin runs to light candles.
Oh, Justin, you look so Asian.
Oh, I knew you were attractive.
I feel like I should go through like a Kane from Kung Fu kind of monologue though with the candlelight.
Totally.
Caller, you're on the air.
It was only then that Hiroshi said to his master, I cannot carry out your order.
It's now time for NSFW by Candle Night with your host, Justin Robert Young.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, welcome to NSFW by Candlelight. You're going to get ready to get sexy up in this bitch because we got the candles lit.
All right. We got, well,
we got licked. My lips licked. I'm ready to roll.
Yeah, you got that candle.
Caller. Ooh. Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, God, not me again. Oh, Lord. You should totally have my video because I'm drunk.
Hold on. Lord, who is this boy? He needs to get rid of himself.
All right, hold on.
I'm gonna call this caller diminishing returns. Good boy.
Well, I'm actually turning on video to see if we can get more out of him, but I'm not seeing anything on here, unfortunately.
I'm here, dude. I am very here.
Honey, you need to turn on your webcam.
Webcam is there on, baby.
All right. There he is. That's it. All right. We got to wrap things up. All right. Last caller. Then we're going to go. What's up, buddy? What's up?
Oh, you're talking to me.
Yes, you.
Hello. Wow, no, I cannot believe I'm talking to like the two best people on the internet. I'm dead serious.
Who, Shannon and Justin? I agree.
You too, Brian. It's wow. I cannot watch the stream with you talking.
Let me ask you a question. What's your name, buddy?
I did not mean that in the way that it sounded, but it lags behind big time.
What's your name, man?
Andrew.
Andrew.
Let me ask you a question. If you could have one wish fulfilled in life, and think about this, like, don't say anything frivolous, but like seriously, if you could have one wish fulfilled, one thing that you've thought for your entire life would be the only thing that you would really, 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 really want to happen, what would it be?
Well, this is going to sound dumb, but every pilot rating, I love to fly airplanes. Airplanes is like my big thing.
Podium.
What? Podium. Why? No, this is nice. He's got a real thing that he cares about. All right, I'm sorry. It's been decided. All right.
I'm sorry, buddy. I needed to make a joke, and I did it. And Brian was not. I thought Brian would sense the telepathy of, like, there's no reason why Justin would ask a really serious question at the end of the show.
I didn't know where it was headed. But what's funny is Chimera shouts in all caps, "F your dreams! Get out!"
No, thank you for calling in, Andrew.
Whoa! Power's on! Blam to blam! Whoa! Got power! Blam to blam! Justin thought he was a dead man! Blam to blam! Then lights turned back on! Blam to blam! Whoa! Got power! Blam to blam!
Somebody listened.
It's a Christmas miracle! All I had to do was be an asshole on the internet and the power came back!
Santa brought it back!
All right, Shannon, what do you got to promote? Where can people see much more of you?
You can find me on the Twitterverse at Snubs.
At Snubs. That's at SNUBS. And
I have a podcast called Hack5, HAK5.org.
Yeah. Hack5. How many episodes are you up to?
5 seconds about Hack5, though.
Yeah.
How many episodes?
Yeah, well, I was asking how many episodes, but Justin just wants to go. He wants to tell you how pretty you are.
Oh, stop it. I'm just saying Hack5 is great, and her and the entire staff of Hack5 are beautiful human beings that should be rewarded for the fact that they do a great show, and they are amazing.
No, seriously, though. You're just so pretty.
You guys are creepy. Right?
Listen, if there's one
Justin,
thing that I
you're really
from
pretty, too.
They're in the creepy Santa behind me that I keep up year round. Surefire way to keep girls away is to keep a glowing Santa next to your bed 24 hours, 7 days a week.
By the way, Padre SJ is watching us right now, and he said he talked to the big guy for Justin. He brought back the like because it goes crazy. It's awesome.
That shit cry.
All right, so everyone check out Hack5. Hack5 is amazing. Justin, you got anything to promote before we wrap things up over here?
I'm going to promote the Florida Power and Light Utility for getting my goddamn power back before the end of the show and completing a circular narrative that has now resolved itself in the third act in the last minute in true dramatic fashion. Also, Andrew Mann Stories Podcast, new podcast. I read a Andrew Mann short story audiobook style. It's for free on the internet, and now I'll blow out the candles.
Freaking amazing. Blow out the candles. Say goodnight. Look at that. We're going to have to try to resurrect our careers after this episode. We'll have a seance for it. Hey, don't forget the Scam School book is out. If you guys love giving us money, then that's a way you can give money to 50% of us and get a book that you will use on your phone with scams and cons and tricks.
Oh, I do have one thing I want to talk about. So on Fridays, I do a live stream at 10 o'clock Eastern time, and I will do one this Friday at 10 o'clock Eastern time. Although there might be a lot of very interesting information.
All right. Wow. That is a hell of a thing to prepare. All right, look, we'll be back with a movie minute here in just a moment.
O-N-S-F-W. I love you.
That's awesome.
O-N-S-F-W. I love you.
I'm your host, Roberto Villegas. It's a brand new week and a brand new day and a brand new movie draft minute. Here comes week 5. Sarah Lane and Tom Merritt are still in the epic struggle for 5th place, waiting for their films to be released. Brian Brushwood brings up the rear in 4th place with $11 million.
Yeah.
Veronica Belmont sits pretty in 3rd place with $26.9 million. Justin Robert Young looks down from 2nd place with $77.1 million. And towering in 1st place with $386.2 million, it's Scott Johnson. Oh. And week 5 He's is dominated. Complete. And that is your movie draft minute for the week.
That's all he got.
3rd, 2012.
No, that's basically his total right
He's
there.
Out of juice, man. There's no way he can win with under $400 million. First place is almost always, every time we've done it, first place is at $800 million or more.
Yeah, wow. No, yeah, it's the race to 8. And he's, he's petered out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
you guys should watch Sitting on a Toilet.
No, we shouldn't.
It's totally SFW.
Unfortunately, is. I mean, it's safe for work, but it's not safe for your brain because it will be in
Sitting
there forever.
Sitting on a toilet.
Sitting on a toilet. You know what? The my favorite part about that video is the fact that it's recommended with like every video on the planet.
All right, so what, are we going to do review first and then Don't Get Brody?
Reckoning. Yeah, because I figure...
Review Reckoning.
Yeah, so let me...
Oh, this hat looks stupid, but also my hair is awesome. Wet and I don't want to look like a Backstreet Boy.
I love the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, dude, it's been so long that it's now awesome to remember them. Are you frozen? You're both frozen. What just happened? Am I the only one here? Guys, did my internet just take a damn dump? Enjoy this, Tony. You have got to be kidding me.
Yes, freaking, it was all a joke. It was all
freaking
a joke.
Time Warner. Are you kidding me? I wish they had testicles so I could rip them right off and feed them to them. This is send a wave of pure hatred over Twitter to Time Warner Cable. Every time, like it's clockwork. Shannon, I apologize for our brief internet outage. You gotta be kidding me. Now, and what's funny, well, you'll see it because it's in the recorded version here. I'm sure Tony will put this in afterwards. FLS Carnage says they went to Adam Curry's place and fixed everything for him the day he called. Oh, screw that. You ask them. You ask them what's up with that. Where's the declaration of war? You guys. Freaking killing me. Killing me. I got to get my head straight. I'm too filled with frustration and anger rage. Hey, Justin.
Brian. That was so frustrating, I decided to drink during the show.
Oh, my gosh. Well, shoot, now it makes me feel like I want to run and go get... Why am I not drinking during the show?
Because it's Freaky Friday.
What?